Yashodhanandana Vrajanaranjana Yamunatira Vanachari Yamunatira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Janavallabha Girivaradhari Gopi Janavallabha Girivaradhari Sodanandana Vrajanaranjana Yashodanandana Vrajanaranjana Yamunatira Vanachari Yamunatira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Janavallabha Girivaradhari Gopi Janavallabha Girivaradhari Sodanandana Vrajanaranjana Yashodanandana Vrajanaranjana Yamunatira Vanachari Yamunatira Vanachari Yamunatira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jai Nitali Lipa Vishnu Mr. Pahar is divine great Slesi Bhakti Varan Swami Sir Prabhupada ki Ananda Guri Vaishnavrinda ki Sadgo Swami Prabhu ki Namacharya Lahiridas Thakur ki Prem se kaho si Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda si Advaita Gadadhar Sivasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki Si Si Radha Krishna Gopa Gopi Go Shamakun Radhakun Giri Govardhan ki Braja Bhumi Vrindavandam ki Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki Bolo Si Si Krishna Baldao ki Dai Gaur Premanandi All glories to the assembled bodies. All glories, assembled bodies. All glories to the assembled bodies. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to you, Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, the 5th chapter. Chapter 5, Narad Muni cursed by Prajapati Daksha. Beginning with text number 1. Sri Sukha Uvacha Tasyam Sa Panchajanyam by Vishnu Mayopabrimhita Haryasva Samgyan Ayutam Putran Ajanayan Vibhu. Sri Sukha Uvacha Tasyam Sa Panchayanyam Bhai Vishnu Mayopa Brimhita Ayasva Sangyan Ayutam Putran Ajanayad Vibhu. Sri Sukha Uvacha Tasyam Sa Pancha Janyam Svai Vishnu Mayopa Brimhita Haryasva Sangyana Yutam Putran Ajanayad Vibhu. Sri Sukha Uvacha Tasyam Panchanayam Dabai Vishnu Mayopa Brimhita Haryasva Sangyana Yutam Putrana Janayad Vibhu. Ladies, Sri Sukhuvacha. Sukadeva Goswami said, Tasyam, in her, Saha, Prajapati Daksha, Panchajanyam, his wife named Panchajani. By, indeed, Vishnumaya Upabrimita, being made capable by the illusory energy of Lord Vishnu. Haryasya Sangyan, name the Haryasvas, Ayutam, 10,000, Putran, sons, Ajanayat, Bigat, Vibhu, being powerful. Srila Sukadeva Goswami continued, impelled by the illusory energy of Lord Vishnu, Prajapati Daksha begot 10,000 sons in the womb of Panchajani. Asikni. Her other name was Asikni. My dear king, these sons were called the Haryasvas. Translation, please repeat. Srila Sukadeva Goswami continued, impelled by the illusory energy of Lord Vishnu, Prajapati Daksha begot 10,000 sons in the womb of Panchajani, Asikni. My dear king, these sons were called the Haryasvas. So there's several verses here with no purport. So, Apritag Dharma Shilaste Sarvi Dakshayana Nripa Pitra Prokta Praja Sarge Pratichim Prayayur Disham. My dear king, all the sons of Prajapati Daksha were alike in being very gentle and obedient to the orders of their father. When their father ordered them to beget children, they all went in the western direction. Tatra Narayana Saras Tirtam Sindhu Samudraya Samudrayo Sangama Yatra Sumaham Muni Siddha Niveshi Nishevitam. In the west, where the river Sindhu meets the sea, there is a great place of pilgrimage known as Narayana Saras. Many sages and other advanced in spiritual consciousness live there. Tadupa parasadeva vinirda duta malaya saya dharme paramaham tiyacha protpana matayo piyuta te pireta paevogram pitra deshena yatrita praja vivridaye yattan devarsh devarsh Devarshi Standadarshaha. In that holy place, the Haryasvas began regularly touching those lakes' water and bathing in them. Gradually becoming very much purified, they became inclined toward the activities of Paramhamsas. Nevertheless, because their father had ordered them to increase the population, they performed severe austerities to fulfill his desires. One day, when the great sage Narada saw these boys performing such fine austerities to increase the population, Narada Muni approached them. 6-8. Ubacha chata haryasva kattam shakshyata vai paja adristvantam buvo yuyam balisa batapalakaha tataika Purusham rastram bilam cha drista nirgamam bahurupam striyam ba chapi pumansam pumschalipatim narim ubhyayatos bahan pancha panchad bhutam griham kvachidamsam chitrakattam Shorapavyam Swayam Brahmi. Translation. The great sage Narada said, "My dear Haryasvas, you have not seen the extremities of the earth. There is a kingdom where only one man lives, and where there is a hole from which, having entered, no one emerges. A woman there who is extremely unchaste adorns herself with various attractive dresses, and the man who lives there is her husband. In that kingdom, there is a river flowing in both directions, a wonderful home made of 25 materials, a swan that vibrates various sounds, and an automatically revolving object made of sharp razors and thunderbolts. You have not seen all of this. And therefore you are inexperienced boys without advanced knowledge. How then will you create progeny?" Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Narada Muni saw the boys known as the Haryasvas were already purified because of living in that holy place and were practically ready for liberation. Why then they should be encouraged to become entangled in family life, which is so dark that having once entered it, one cannot leave it? Through this analogy, Narada Muni asked them to consider why they should follow their father's order to be entangled in family life. Indirectly, he asked them to find within the cores of their heart the situation of the Supersoul, Lord Vishnu, for then they would truly be experienced. In other words, one who is too involved in this material environment and does not look within the core of his heart is increasingly entangled in the illusory energy. Narada Muni's purpose was to get the sons of Prajapati Daksha to divert their attention towards spiritual realization instead of involving themselves in the ordinary but complicated affairs of propagation. This same advice was given by Prahlad Maharaj to his father, Chapter 5, Text 5. Tatsadu manye surya varyadehinam sada samugvignadiyam asadgrasta grahat itvatma patram griham andakupam banam gato yadarim asriyeta. In the dark well of family life, one is always full of anxiety because of having accepted a temporary body. It wants to free himself from this anxiety. One should immediately leave family life and take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in Vrindavan. Narmuni advised Aharyasvas not to enter household life. Since they were already advanced in spiritual knowledge, why should they be entangled in that way? Om Ajnanate Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militandena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanamanu Bistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Swapadandigam Adadanastrinandantai Vritam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bujo Dulisyam Janma Janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasari Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. And born in the darkest of ignorance, with my eyes closed shut, but my spiritual master has opened my eyes with the torchlight of transcendental knowledge. Therefore, I offer my humble obeisances at his lotus feet. So here, Narad Muni, he observes the Haryasvas. They've been living in a holy tirth called Narayana Saras. This is where the Sindhu River meets the ocean. This must be somewhere in Pakistan nowadays. Originally, there was only one stan. Now there's Hindustan and Pakistan. And in that holy place, many munis and rishis used to frequent there. So that is a very sacred place. So by the influence of that sacred place, they were becoming purified. Purified means free from all material desires. Because our heart is covered by so many layers of dirt. First of all, we think that I am this body. This is the first layer of dirt. The next layer is everything connected with my body is mine. This is my house, my car, my wife, my children, my bank balance, my status. The heart becomes more and more covered. That I'm American, I'm Indian, I'm Ukrainian, I'm man, I'm woman, I'm businessman, I'm laborer, I'm doctor, I'm lawyer. These are all different layers of dirt on the heart. But by spiritual practices, especially the chanting of the holy name, then all these layers of dirt are cleared away. Cheto darpana marjana. Marjana means to wash. Cheta means the consciousness. The consciousness is originally pure. Just like the light coming from the sun, it is originally white light. But if we shine that light, if we put on some red glasses, then we see everything is red. If we put blue glasses, we see everything blue. So our consciousness is originally pure, but due to these coverings, we're seeing everything in different light. And then we strive to satisfy so many illusory desires connected with this body. We try to make this body comfortable in so many ways. Ultimately, we try, as we discussed yesterday, the topmost pleasure for this material body is sex life. So we try to satisfy our sex life. Then we become involved in having house and home and car and so many things. Just like we have heard the story Prabhupada told, one sadhu was there, living near the river. So his only possession was his kopans practically. But during the night, the mouse was coming and chewing on his kopans. So he was becoming very upset. So he thought, let me get a cat. The cat will eat the mouse. Then he thought, no, but in order to, the cat, why would the cat stay? The cat will only stay if I feed it milk. Therefore, to feed milk to my cat so he'll stick around and eat the rat. I'll require a cow. Now, to maintain that cow, then I'll need some field, some land. Because the cow has to graze, so I'll need some land to graze that cow so that she can give me milk that I can feed to my cat and the cat will eat the rat. Now, I'll have to work that land in order for it to produce grass for the cow. So I'll need some assistant, because if I'm working the land, who will cook and do all these things? So I'll require a wife. Now, if I get a wife, she'll require a house. And to help maintain the house, will require so many children. And then we'll need so much furniture, and we need so many things. Then he concluded, better just go naked. So we become more and more entangled. Here it is described as the black hole from which one, having once entered, no one ever returns. Of course, this is giving example of material householder life. We see the gross materialists, they become absorbed and entangled, increasing more and more. They have to have a bigger house, they have to have a bigger car, they have to have more money. They're never satisfied. As soon as we get $1 million, then we're thinking our goal, I will get $1 million, then I'll be happy. And as soon as we get a million, then we want 5 million. As soon as we get 5 million, we want 10 million. It goes on. And they struggle in material life to the very end of their days, and they die without understanding the purpose of life. So they enter this black hole, and they never return. This is, of course, discussing material householder life. So here Narad Muni is telling these boys, oh, you're all very inexperienced. You don't know what your father is trying to get you into. Because he saw they're already very purified by the influence of that holy place. They're already free from material desires. What is the use of involving them again in householder life? So he thought better to give them some spiritual instruction. And here he describes, there's a black hole, you go inside, there's nice house, there's nice woman, there's who's dressed very attractively, so many nice things are there. But ultimately, what does he say? Shora Paryam. There's some sort of revolving thing with sharp razor blades and thunderbolts. Because we'll find, when we get completely absorbed in material life, struggling, it is a big struggle. Our heart is always being burned or poked or scratched by this shura, these razor blades of material desires. They're always burning and scratching the heart. So he's saying you better see all these things and then decide whether you want to get involved in all of this, or whether you want to simply get free from this material existence. Just like Prabhupada told the story of the sage. He saw the king's son, he said, Maroba, don't die. He saw the brahmachari, he said, immediately you die. He saw this sage, he said, Maroba Jeevava, either you live or die, it doesn't matter. And he saw the butcher and he said, neither die nor live. He gave different benedictions. So to the king, son, prince, he said, Maroba, don't die. And because king's son means he will enjoy like anything. But after dying, then he'll have to suffer for all the sins that he committed when he was enjoying like anything. So better you don't die. You go on enjoying. To the brahmachari, he said, you immediately die. Because brahmachari, achar means behavior. Brahm, he's already on the platform of the Supreme. no entanglement whatsoever. Better he die now. Otherwise, later he may become entangled in this whole scene that we're describing here. So you better you die now. You're pure, better you die now. To the sage, he said, Maruva Jivova. Either you live or die, it doesn't matter. Living, he's serving the Supreme Personality of God. Dying, he will go and serve the Supreme Personality of God. And butcher, he said, neither die nor live. Because living your life is hell, and after this you die, then you're going to an even worse hell. So you neither live nor die. So Narad Muni thought, why are these young boys, now they've become purified, they're almost on the platform of liberation, so why get them entangled? Better they maruba, better they die with their better their material life die and they continue in their spiritual practices and achieve the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, we're going to see in this chapter, he influences them to disobey their father. But this is, generally we're supposed to be very obedient to father and mother, but here Narad Muni has got a higher purpose. Because the whole purpose of this human form of life is to get free of this material entanglement and enter into the eternal service of Sri Sri Kishore Kishoriji in the spiritual world. This is the whole purpose. So if one is able to do that, since they're already purified, why they should enter into household life? Not the household life, Krishna conscious household life is another thing, but just to enter into material household life, what is the use? So we should understand very carefully, just like here we quote the verse of, this is the famous verse of Prahlad Maharaj, Andakupam. We've heard this word so many times. The material household life, it is like Andakupam. Andakupam means blind well. Just like we have got one dear friend named, he's from Gitanagari, his name is Gitanagari. And one time he was walking in with the Padiyatra and he went into the fields and there was a blind well. He fell down inside that well. Only somehow some villager heard him. Otherwise, once you fall in a blind well, you can scream and yell, nobody will hear you. You're just stuck. It was covered with grass. It was not being used anymore because generally well is clear. There's always so many people around drawing water and this and that. But this was old well. So the grass had grown over the hole. You didn't see him. Boom. So material household life is like that. Just like Narad Muni is telling you boys, you're not experienced. You don't know what's up for you. So we're just wandering along peacefully. Just like that song, I can't remember now, some song is there, wondering, and then a pair of lovely eyes came. So, boom, one falls into the dark well. Then one struggles like anything to get out of the, somehow if one pushes him back against the thing and then gradually he struggles and push inches up. Big struggle. And after struggling all this time, when you get to the top, where are you? You're right back where you started from. Isn't it? You struggled so much to get to the top of the well, but when you get to the top of the well, you haven't made any progress. You're right back where you started from. Just like brahmachari life is very simple. No worry, no anxiety, no nothing. Then suddenly, boom. You fall in the house of life and you're buying a house and paying the mortgage and paying the car payment and the insurance payment and the medical and Obamacare and this and that. you struggle, finally Vanaprastha life comes, where are you? You're right back where you started from. After all that struggle, you haven't, right back, then you go traveling here and there and then finally sannyas you again back to brahmachari life. But after all that struggle, you're back where you started from. So Narbuni wants to save these boys from this hole. Now you're on the platform of spiritual life. You should just continue with the spiritual life. Go back to home, Matagata. Don't become involved in this thing. So most of the time we hear all of these bad things about householder life. This is talking about material householder life. The spiritual householder life is another thing. Just like we were singing that song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur yesterday, he has the first line of that whole beautiful song, Godruma Bhajan Upadesh. He says, Yari te hari parasa rojasudam rasa pana param ridayam satatam parivritya griham kalibhavamayam bhaja godruma kanana kunja vidum bhaja godruma kanana kunja vidum bhaja godruma kanana kunja vidum. So we explained yesterday, Bidum is another name for moon, just like we know Chandra, another name Indu. Bidum is another name for moon. So which moon? Godruma bhaja godruma kanana kunja vidum. Godruma, we know, is a very beautiful place across the river from Mayapur, where Bhaktivinoda had his house, Svananda Sukhada Kunj. And we know that's none different from Nandagam. So it is a very beautiful forest. And in that forest, so many kunjas are there. And shining over those kunjas is a very beautiful golden moon. So just worship that golden moon of the kunjas of the forest of Godruma. You just worship this beautiful Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's just like a golden moon. So he says, Yari, if te hari you, hari te hari pada. Hari pada means the feet of the Lord. Saroja, the lotus feet of the Lord. Saroja. Saroj, sar means lake or water. And ja, just like we know the word jamastami, ja means who's born from the water, the lotus flower. He's born from the water, so he's called Saroj. Yadi te hari pada saroja sudam. Sudam is like there's two words we can't, sometimes we mistake, but with a simple S, sudam is nectar. Shudam is, we know, is pure. Shud. But suda is nectar. Yadi te hari pada saroja sudam rasa. If you want to, well, let's get there first. Ras, that wonderful, tasty thing. Yadi te hari paja saroja sutam rasa panaparam. Just like we know sayanamrita pao, so it comes from this verb pana. Panamatam, but panamatam means when you're mata, that means you're absorbed. If you want to become absorbed in relishing the rus of the nectar of the holy, of the lotus feet of Hari, Yari te Hari pada saroja sutam rasapana param, where ridayam satatam, always within the ridai. Ridai means heart. Yari te Hari pada saroja sutam rasapana param ridayam satatam. You want to relish that rus of the nectar of the lotus feet of Hari within your heart at all times. Parivritya griham kalibhavamayam. He says, parivritya, you give up. What? Kalivritya griham, this householder life, that is full of kalibhav. Now, if anybody's taken Jayadvaita's editing course, there's two ways to say this. One is, parivritya griham kalibhavamayam, that give up that householder life which is full of kalibhav. But if you say that means that all householder life is full of kalibhav. But the translation is, give up that householder life that is full of kalibhav. This is a grammar lesson. That and which means that it's referring It's referring to a specific. That is referring to a specific type of whatever the word it was. Just is modifying, and which is just giving some additional information. So we should give up that householder life that is full of Kalipa. It doesn't say that we should give up householder life, but that one, give up that householder life that is full of Kalipa. We say, which is Kalipa? It means all householder life is full of Kalipa. But that's not true. Just like there was one fellow, he's the father of Srinivas. He was living north of Mayapur. And there was one old sadhu who had come from Mayapur, and he was always chanting about the glories of this little boy, enchanting little boy named Nimai. He's always chanting about the glories of Nimai. So I can't remember what his name was before. Later he became known as Chaitanya Das, we're going to hear. So he was always hearing the glories of this beautiful Nimai there in Mayapur. So he became very attracted. This is why we hear every day, we have class, hearing. Because by hearing we become attracted. He became attracted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. So one day he decided to go make pilgrimage and see the lotus feet of Sriman Mahaprabhu himself. See the lotus feet of Nimai. So he was north, so coming down he came to a city called Katwa. You know Katwa? What happened there? Lord Chaitanya took sannyas in this place. So Chaitanya Das, whatever his name was before, he reached this place and he heard that Nimai is there at the ashram of Keshav Bharati. He's about to take sannyas. He was going all the way to Mayapur, but halfway there he got to Katwa and he heard that Nimai is there. He's going to take sannyas. He rushed to the ashram of Keshav Bharati. He saw a barber was there, Mahaprabhu, with his flowing hair. And barber was raising his razor every time. And then he would start crying, "Oh, I can't do it. And all the people were crying, seeing this beautiful young man, flowing black hair, beautiful, just like a moon. And everybody was crying and tormented. And he again raised his razor. Finally, Mahaprabhu took his hand and he chopped the locks like this. And then barber, he shaved up Mahaprabhu. After that, he threw his razor in the Ganga. He became Mitaiwala, sweet maker. He gave up his barber profession. So then, this beautiful Nimai was shaved up, and Keshav Bharati, actually we hear that Keshav Bharati gave Mahaprabhu sannyas, but actually Mahaprabhu, because Keshav Bharati was Mayavadi, so sometimes we're bewildered why Mahaprabhu took sannyas from Mayavadi. But Mahaprabhu actually gave sannyas to Keshav Bharati. As he whispered in his ear, "Is this the mantra you're going to give me?" And he whispered this mantra from 11th canto. That is for Vaishnav sannyas. Keshav Bharati says, "Oh yes, this is a nice mantra." So then he gave that mantra to Mahaprabhu. And then he gave him the name Krishna Chaitanya. As soon as that fellow heard this name, he became overwhelmed in ecstasy. He just began to chant, "Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri 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 Krishna Chaitanya." Since there was no reason to go to Mayapur because Mahaprabhu was taking sannyas, then he went back home to his village. And all along the way he was chanting, "Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna." He got to his house, he fell on the floor and began rolling on the floor chanting, "Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya." His wife came, she saw him rolling on the floor chanting like this. She grabbed onto his lotus feet. She also began to chant, "Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya." Their son came home, saw mother and father rolling on the floor. He grabbed both of their feet. He also began to roll on the floor, "Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya." So if your householder life is like that, there's no need to give it up. Ha, ha, ha. So always we hear the bad mouthing of the householder life, but if you make a nice Krishna conscious householder life, just like Mahaprabhu never told Kurma Brahman that you, because Kurma Brahman, he said, I'm going to this household life, it's so much trouble, I'm going to give it up and go away. Mahaprabhu said, no. Yari deko taikao Krishna Padesh, Amaragai Guru Hai Tari Desh. So you remain in your householder life, but wherever you go, whoever you meet, you tell them about Krishna. Yari deko taikao Krishna Upadesh. Upadesh means gives instruction about Krishna. Amaragai Guru Hai. Are I'm a very simple person. How I can become Guru? Amaragai, by my order. Mahaprabhu is giving order, you become Guru. Not difficult thing. Just like the postman. He takes the letter from the sender and he delivers it to the receiver as it is. Simple thing. Not that the postman opens a letter and says, well, he said like this, but that's not right. We'll cross out that line. He said this, but actually Ruddy meant this one. If he does like that, we'll have him arrested. He simply delivers the letter as it is. So we simply deliver Bhagavad Gita as it is. Then we become Guru, not a difficult thing. Mahaprabhu is ordered, Amara Gai Guru Hai Tare Desh, and save all of your countrymen. So he never told Kurma Brahman that you give up your householder life. You remain, but you remain in Krishna conscious householder life. Therefore Bhaktivinoda says, Parivichagriham Kaliba, give up that householder life that is full of Kaliba. That one you give up. Not that you give up householder life, but if it is full of Kaliba, then that should be renounced. But otherwise, if your householder life is like Chaitanya Das, then you're no problem. You chant Hare Krishna together, you serve Radha and Krishna together. Because they have a nice example, our Prabhuji with his wife traveling around distributing Prabhupada's books. Now, this is perfect, also. No need to give up such a householder life. It is perfect. Therefore here, because Daksha's purpose is just to make lots of children, that's all, and make them very entangled. So Narada Muni said, no, you give up that one. Don't. Better you just go to the try for perfection. Now that you're already 90% there, you try for perfection. But if one takes up Krishna conscious household life, of course, troubles are always there, but Krishna is also there. Because in this world, we'll never find complete perfection. Like Prabhupada said, if you want to find fault, you'll find fault because so many faults are there. But if you want to find Krishna, he's also there. You will find him. So we want to mold our householder life in such a way that Krishna is the center. Just like we see so many devotees coming here from their house and serving the deities and cooking for the deities and dressing the deities like that. This is perfect householder life. No need to renounce this householder life. If our whole life is centered upon Krishna, then at the end of this life, we'll remember the lotus feet of Krishna and go back home, back to Godhead, back to the spiritual world to continue our service to Krishna. Hare Krishna. So any question? Yes, Prabhuji.
Srila Prabhupada says in the last two sentences of the purport that Narada Muni advised the Haryashvas not to enter household life. Since they were already advanced in spiritual knowledge, why should they be entangled in this way? I was kind of wondering, it seems that only those who are advanced in spiritual knowledge really have the qualification for accepting householder life without running the risk of it actually becoming an andukupam. And even the examples you were giving, they seemed like very advanced individuals, the Kurma Brahmana, the Shri Krishna Chaitanya, you were saying that type of householder life. And I was also thinking of Priyavrata in the fifth canto.
Therefore, the first portion of life is brahmachari life. We get brahmachari. We learn the behavior of perfection. So then when we finally do, because especially in Kali Yuga, it's very difficult for anyone to just go from brahmachari to sannyas. So first we practice a little bit, then we enter into the householder life, then we'll always remember that practice. First we're trained up. That is the whole purpose of Varnashram system, first to give training. Then this is international society. Society means there'll be mother, father, children, so many uncles, grandfathers, everyone. How will the thing will go on? But first, if we're fortunate, first we get trained up in brahmachari life. If somehow or other we're very fortunate and we're so inspired in spiritual life that we can give up this business, that's great. But generally we're not. And generally we'll have to get this shura paryantam, this razor blade. We'll have to burn our heart a little bit. Then we'll think, let me give this up. Then at the end we'll say, let me give this up and go. Because we'll remember how simple brahmachari life, just a couple of dhotis and kurtas and socks that don't match. And we'll always remember that. Any other question? If there's no other questions, then we can all fall down at the very soft and wonderful lotus feet of that great personality who's shown us the path of perfection. Srila Prabhupada ki. And before you go, we have Mahaprasadam from Vrindakun somewhere. Ah, yes.